was really just us out there.
I was in the 10th grade right here in Detroit, taking biology. And I was doing very well at it. And the biology teacher told us that in order to pass, we had to make a leaf collection. Now, I knew all the leaves and so on. And what why I'm telling this story is because I really believe there comes a time when you have to suffer the slings and arrows, if you will, of outrageous fortune, and stand up for what you believe, even if it costs you. And I went up and I talked to the biology teacher, who is still around, so we'll call him Mr. Jones, which is his name. No, that's not true. That's not true. And I said, I'm working after school and blah, 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 and I can tell you all the leaves. I know all the leaves. I can identify everyone. I said, you have to make a leaf collection. And you have to put ribbons on it, you know, and if you put scotch tape over it and so on. And I said, Mr. Jones, I'm really not going to make a leaf collection. I'm not going to do that. It just seems to me that maybe there's some alternative we could work. Whatever. I was trying to be very reasonable. Uh-uh. You make a leaf collection. If you don't make a leaf collection, you take biology over. Well, here you boil it down to a question of how much are you willing to bend. That was the point for me. I didn't do it, and I took biology over again in the summer. And by the way, met one of the finest teachers I'd ever had in my life. But the interesting thing about it, and this is a true story, 18 years later, I was teaching at Wayne State University, teaching doctoral students who were working on their doctorate and master's in school administration. And I get my roster. I said, nah. Couldn't be. Couldn't. God is not that munificent. I just can't believe. Into my class in educational counseling, the first course, which was his last course for his doctorate in school administration, his core course, walks Mr. Jones, my student. That guy did a... You wouldn't believe the leaf collection. You wouldn't believe. I sent him for eucalyptus leaves. No, it's not true. I really didn't. As a matter of fact, I didn't even tell him. There was enough in here to know that I could have done it. Why I'm relating that is because... If you're going to be that fully functional, I'll be using the term NEZ, N-E-Z, which is nothing more than No Erroneous Zones acronym, all right? And it also, ironically, is Zen spelled backwards. It's really what fully functioning people are all about. They approach almost the exact opposite way that Zen does it, but through a Zen method. See, Zen teaches people that by going to a master, the master will teach you to achieve what they call sartorai, or awakening. Whereas in my belief, that all comes from you, from yourself, and the experiences you're willing to make. So I call these people no-limit people and Nez people and so on, and that will interchange. But a Nez person is a risk-taking person. It's someone who is willing to suffer some of those outrages and willing to stand up to established authority once in a while, often, if necessary, in order to get the things that he or she wants or believes to be important without stepping on anyone else in the process. And being that kind of a Nez person, that really highly operational, which is completely involved with consulting what I call your inner signals, the things that inside of you, no matter what anybody else says or thinks or feels or does, inside of you, you know that these are the choices you have to make, and you go ahead and you do it. And no one else even has to understand. When people say to me, why do you do what you do? Why do you, for example, why do you live down in Florida? And why do you spend so much time writing? And why do you run 10 or 15 miles every day? Why do you do that? And when I say to them, because I want to, Because it makes sense to me. Because it feels right for me. Most normal people, and all neurotic people, say, yes, but you have to have a reason. And you also have to explain it to me, to my satisfaction, before you're allowed to continue to do that. I don't believe that. The fact that I know it, that it comes from within, that it's something that is right for me, that's enough. And you know, you'll find Nez people, No Limit people, very seldom explaining themselves. When you ask and expect them to explain themselves for their behavior, what they're doing, or why they're doing it, it's almost like you'll see them disappear. You say, where did he go? He was just here just a second ago. He was just going to explain himself. He's not going to argue. He's not going to fight. He's not going to be seduced into a long discussion about it. Will suddenly almost be gone because they know